it's like, okay, the newness wears off of everything, right? Yeah. The newness always wears off. That's why it's important that you have character and you realize why you got into it in the first place. Yeah. Because when the newness wears off, it's like, okay, now commitment. We need to have commitment, right? And by the way, that's with anything. That's even for church attendance. Right. Yeah. You know, I would hope that the people who are here tonight will be here 6 months and a year from now. Yeah. And it's not like just like a, and then 6 months from now, it's just like, yeah. And then a year, it's just like, you're not into it anymore. You know, before it was just like, can't wait to be in church. This is the greatest thing. Thank you, Pastor Anderson. You know, and then it's just like, a year from now, you're not even here. Right? It's like you're out of church. It's like, ah, I don't, yeah, you know. I found a church closer. It's not like our church. They're pre-tribbers and stuff like that. But I guess I'll just go to that church. You know, I just don't like to... Yeah, you know, no. The newness will always wear off of everything. Yeah. Yep. Okay? That's why it's important that we make commitments. And the newness wears off in marriage as well. Okay? You know, after you start having some kids, the newness wears off. But you know what you have to do? You got to cultivate it. You got to cultivate your relationship. You got to. And look, when you first became a Christian, right, you're excited about the things of God. It's like, yes, man, the King James Bible, I hate homos, post-trib, replacement, it's all good. And then what happens? Then the trials start coming in. Then you need character, right? Then it's just like, I don't feel like reading my Bible today, you know? Before it was just like, I want to read my Bible every single day. And now it's just like, I guess I'm in Leviticus, you know, or whatever, you know? But guess what? Character needs to kick in. And say, well, this is what I have to do. And by the way, once you use your character to do what you're supposed to do when you don't feel like doing it, you get the delight again. Yeah, right. Then you run into the truth. You're like, man, now I remember why I love the Word of God. Right. You know, it's just like the newness wears off in soul winning, right? Yeah. It's like, man, it's just not as exciting to me. Well, go do some soul winning. Keep doing what you're doing. And then when you lead like a bunch of people to the Lord and you're like, wow, man, I'm excited about this thing again. Because here's the thing. Emotions come and go. Right. They're just, you know, and we don't want to be led of our emotions.
Amen.
Right? Emotions are important, but we don't want to be led right. of our emotions. Amen. Just do what you feel like doing. No, we ought to do what we know we ought to do. Amen. And appreciate the times when we feel like doing it. Amen. Right? Amen. I mean, zeal is an emotion. Zeal is to be zealous, to be excited over the things of God is a command of the Lord. But we're not always going to be zealous over these things. We need character. We need determination. We need to realize that we need to do what we're supposed to do, even when the newness wears off. Yes. And by the way, that separates the men from the boys right there. That separates the babes in Christ from those who are mature in the Lord.